Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Do you have an issue with a cashless society? People have long hoarded banknotes in uncertain terms, but the coronavirus pandemic may prove an exception. Passed from person to person, cash is making people nervous, and more than 8 million people in businesses would struggle to survive in society that doesn't use cash. In other words, there are so many businesses that thrive on cash and literally rely on cash, of course. The construction industry is probably one of those. The takeaway industry is another, of course, because if any times you've gone into a takeaway that doesn't accept a card, they only take cash, and we all know why. I mean, not all takeaways, but kind of point out. That's the verdict from the post office, by the way, in the UK, which has expressed its concern about the risk of the country steadily moving towards a cashless society as the country emerges from the pandemic. In launching the Save Our Cash campaign, it says accessing cash is becoming increasingly difficult for people and companies. Cash use has been on the decline for many years, but the pandemic is believed to accelerate this trend as fears grew about the potential spread of coronavirus germs and germs in general on coins and notes. Many shops and businesses actually stopped accepting physical money almost overnight last March. And some analysts believe the COVID-19's pandemic is accelerating a shift towards a wholly cashless society. I'm sure governments of the world are rubbing their hands with glee. Anyway, going cashless does have its disadvantages. It can make people less aware of how much they're actually spending and can worsen certain behaviours, such as compulsive shopping or gambling. And of course, there is a risk of online glitches and hackers, and you could lose your money through bank fraud. The Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland said the shift from cash to electronic payments can ultimately increase Ireland's economic competitiveness. And of course, the banks will be delighted if you're using the banks all the time and not cash. Anyway, I don't know what you think of moving towards a cashless society. Remembering, by the way, in this country, I think it was estimated that $3 billion a year, that's about 3% of the economy is the black economy. That's what they call it, of course, the black economy, which is the cash economy. Your plumber coming to your door to fix your whatever gadget he's fixing, or the electrician or the builder or the guy who's cutting your grass, or those people who will take cash off you. And of course, a lot of that is not recorded and is not returned to the revenue, of course. And that's why the revenue commissioners love the idea of a society that's cashless, because of course, every single penny has a paper trail. So I want to know what you think of it. Do you have any issue with a cashless society? And we were just asking about this morning. I tend now not to use cash. And I actually said to the girls, I wonder, do I have any on me? And I had about €5 on me in cash. And I didn't even know I had that, actually. It was in my wallet, tucked it into the wallet. I don't use cash anymore. And that's really difficult to understand, because I used to always use cash. I had always cash. But nowadays, I just tap a card. I'm constantly tapping a card. So do you use cash? Do you think it's a better way to do it through banking? Because at least you have a record of everything. You know where everything you spent is. And you can kind of look back over the month and, you know, you can plan your month ahead, etc. Or do you tend to spend it too quickly if you don't have cash? At least with cash, you knew what you were spending. But do you, or are you happy with the idea of a cashless society? A society that doesn't have literally cash. Everybody is on a card system. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Do you, or are you happy with the idea of a cashless society? And let me go to James. James, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, James?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, James.
My conservative friend.
How are you keeping today, James?
Not too bad. Very happy now that this heat has cooled down.
Wow, James, stop. You're starting to sound like my mother now.
Oh, no. Delighted to see the rain.
Ah, you old people, I swear to God.
Oh, we have.
You know what? When you get to your age, James, you're like a dog. You can't control your temperature. That's the problem. No, I say that in jest, obviously, James. I'm glad to hear you well.
I couldn't stick more of that now. It was too hot, I'm afraid, for me. Oh,
could you not get an old fan and stick it on in front of you?
Yes, I had. I had an old... Look, it came in use. I didn't use it for years. An old blow heater, which actually blows out cold.
Cold air, yeah.
And it was handy. It was handy, but I don't know. I'm only speaking for myself. I know young people like it now.
Yeah.
Maybe I was all right when I was young, but I found it kind of couldn't sleep with it now. You know.
Oh, really, you young people, huh? You young people.
And you young people. To
yeah, James, a cashless society. Which, I mean, in your day, of course, you know, a young man working, there was no such thing as cards. Very few people. Only the rich had cards, if they even had them.
I don't have a Casino Niall even today.
Do you not?
None whatsoever.
Do you have a bank account?
Yes, I okay. have. I get my. I get my. What you call it? My pension at the.
Yeah.
What a great place, Unpost. I love Unpost now.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I couldn't say enough about them.
My father was the same. He loved, the majority of his money when he passed away was in Unpost.
Oh, yes.
In the post
yes.
office.
Yes. And you know something, if you have a bank account with Unpost, you can go in and lodge money, withdraw money there and then.
Yeah.
No such thing as online, if you do, if that's what you want to do. Like, it's like old-fashioned banking. And as well as that...
They're great, by the way, for currency. If you're heading away on holidays, they don't charge commission on the currency.
Yes.
Very good
and if you have a deposit account
like
with them...
an ad for Unpost here, but go on, yeah, go on.
If you have a deposit account with them, they'll pay you interest, which the banks don't do anymore now.
No, well,
the
banks just take money from you now.
So if you have a deposit account, I think they nearly charge you to keep it there now.
Yeah, well, unless you have a certain amount of money. I can't remember what it is with Bank of Ireland, AIB, the different banks, but unless you have a certain amount of money, they charge you, you know, phenomenal bank charges.
Oh, no, the Unpost will actually give you interest, as well as they don't charge you dirt in Unpost now.
Do they not?
No, no.
I thought there was dirt tax no matter where you made money.
No, not on Unpost now.
Oh, okay.
Because they're a state, I suppose, a state.
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah. Own bank. So, no, I only for Unpost I'd be lost now. I really would.
So when you're going in and out of shops and everything, it's always cash with you, James.
Oh, yes, yes. I see. And the danger about of those cards for me now, well, it doesn't matter so much now at my age, because I wouldn't be staying in the pubs that long, but I love going to pubs now.
Yeah.
And I have my cert now, so I can go indoors if I want to.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you go into the pub and I say, if I had 30 euros on me, right?
Yeah.
Then I say, all right, I can only have so many pints now, that's it.
Yeah.
Four or five, and I'm gone, and that's it. Whereas if I had a card, then I take out the card after my cash was gone, and I stay there for another 2 hours. And there'd be another 40 euros spent. And that's
40 euros you mightn't even have.
When I'm with younger men there sometimes, or men who are in their 50s, and they're already had too much steak, and they say, oh, jeez, I'm out of money. Ah, should I have my card? And they stay there another hour now.
Yeah.
And that's another 40 euros spent out of their hard-earned money. So there's the danger, Robert Niall. And... where is the cash? You know exactly where you are now. And,
yeah, you do. You do. I do remember that, knowing, you know, how much you had in your wallet. Like, I have £5 in my wallet, but I'm looking at the five. Hold on, I just get it out here though for a second. Hang on.
See, things are really bad. Which is that all you've got? Yeah, there?
In my wallet. No, I mean the rest is in the bloody bank. Okay, so where's the fiver gone that I had earlier on? Oh, there it is. So I thought I lost it. Okay, if I look at this fiver, okay, it's mouldy looking. It's probably been through thousands of hands because, of course, the euros, the paper or whatever it's made out of, lasts longer than the old pound notes years ago, whatever paper it's made out of nowadays. And that's getting better. If you look at the English notes now, they're nearly plastic, right? But so many hands have been on it. And, God, it's probably riddled. I mean, I'm sure if you put it into a Petri dish, you could grow stuff on it. So isn't this the danger? Because we've become a society now that's, I suppose, we're kind of walking on eggshells when it comes to bacteria and viruses. And, you know what I mean?
We're getting too worried about ourselves now.
We're all like Howard Hughes
never
now.
Did your mother and father any harm handling cash?
Well, as far as I know, it didn't anyway, yeah.
No, I'm sure the only worried head is they wish they had more of it now.
Yeah, here's another problem I had. While I was looking for that £5, maybe somebody can answer me this question, right?
There's cobwebs in your wallet.
There is cobwebs in it. I have two lottery tickets in here, okay? And they're dated from May. So they were both winning tickets. That's why I put them back in my wallet. One was 10 and one was 5, I think. I won on both of them, right? Sorry, I'm going off the topic here now. But I scanned the two of them, right, with my scanner on my mobile phone, you know, the lottery scanner, and it says expired. So the 15 quid on these two tickets now, I don't know if I can, I don't think I can get it. So if anybody knows the answer to that question, the two tickets are about 4 months old, so they're gone past the 90 days. Right. So does that mean I can't get the money anymore now?
I don't know about that now. I don't.
But I just dumped them.
Well, I'll find out about it first. Good.
£15 better off in my pocket than the lotteries, that's for sure. But, James, does it concern you that we're heading towards a cashless society?
Well, it worries me now, obviously, because I'm not a technical person. So I do know now that if you do go to a bank now, like my bank account that I had in the Bank of Ireland, the last time I went in there, I hadn't been in there for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into the bank, I couldn't believe it. There was nobody there.
No, there isn't.
There's
machines.
I said, where are all the tellers gone?
The tellers.
Tellers,
James, that's an old thing, tellers.
Said, there's no cashier, sir. You couldn't get any cashier. This is all express banking.
Yeah.
I said, but this... I couldn't believe it now.
But the banks are nearly all gone now, James.
They're all gone away to another planet, and I don't know.
They're nearly all gone. The banks are nearly all gone now. Most of them, they're just disappearing.
The EIB now are going to close down another 15, they announced there.
But they don't need them because people are using... I mean, I can honestly say, James, I can't remember the last time I was in a bank.
Yes, yes. Young people tell me that now, right now, that they don't...
I don't think my son is 25. I don't think he's ever been in a bank.
Sorry?
My son is 25. I don't think he's ever been in a bank.
Yes, yes. And of course, it suits the bank growing to the ground.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of staff. They're getting rid of thousands of staff. And it suits them down to the ground. But it also suits business, of course, now for cards. Because you spend more.
Yeah.
You spend more when you go into the shop.
Okay, well, stay there for a second because obviously, James, you're not in favour of this cashless society.
No.
Robbie, are you in favour of a cashless society?
Yeah, I don't mind. I'm like yourself, Noel. I don't remember the last time I actually took cash out of a cash machine, to be honest with you.
Yeah, just use the card, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, well, come the end of this decade, I don't think cash will be an issue, you know. Even if you look at it now,
I think that's sad, by the way, because what about, you know, the guy that's cutting your grass or the guy that might come in and do a bit of an odd job in the house and you fling him 40 quid? I mean, those people are important in society. I know they're breaking the law, technically, because they're not returning it to the revenue commissioners, but it doesn't matter. I mean, it's all part of the economy, isn't it?
It is, but, like, I mean, you think of it. When your kids came into you when they were teenagers, now we've got three teenage girls, and they come in and say, Dad, I'm going shopping with my friends. You'd throw them a 20 or something. But now you're sticking on Revolut or something.
That's what I do. No. I just Revoluted now, yeah.
You know,
so it's, sorry, it's James. James doesn't know what Revolut is. Revolut is a thing on your mobile phone. It's not really a card, although you can have a card, James. And basically, to phone numbers, I can send my daughter money instantly.
My God.
Yes. James is horrified at the thought of that.
You can send her cash?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like transferring the money from one bank
from one phone to another. Yeah, yeah.
Well, where does she get the money then, like?
And no, she doesn't need the money. She just goes into the shop, James, with her phone and taps the phone.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah.
But
carry on, Robbie. You look at it that you go back to the States. No, you're going to go to the States. Like, I remember going back to the States years ago. The States, rarely you'll get anywhere in the States that uses cash. You know? They look at you with two heads if you're handing them cash across the counter, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I genuinely believe that we will have a cashless society in the not-too-distant future. I don't mind. As I say, the only time I probably had cash in my pocket was down for a few points.
Yeah.
You know, that was probably it. But now you can just tap the card for every time you get a point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I guess it'll cut back on kind of armed robbery, but you'll probably have the cybercrime coming more prominent with that, you know. But... That's progress, isn't it? I mean, like, you hear people say you never have seen smoking gone out of pubs. Smoking's gone out of pubs. I think cash...
But does it worry you that, you know, it's easier to lose money? Because at least with cash, the only way you lose it was physically losing it out of your pocket, right? But with the cards, you know, sometimes, you know, you see companies are double taking money. Sometimes that's happened to me once or twice where a company's taken the money twice and it took me a while to get it back again. And or you look, could you be bothered? Do you look at your statement every month, Robbie, and look at everything you spend your money on?
Sometimes I do, but the one issue I do have, Noel, now is that the quarterly charges are a bit off the wall now.
The bank charges have become ridiculous. Yes. I mean, I know Revolut don't have those charges and some of the other cards don't have them, but some of them do.
I'm with AIB, and I'm with the same place who's in Crum and Cross there. I got it when I was about 16, 17. Do you remember they came into the schools and gave you a 10 euro in your account to set up a student account going back years ago? Well, I've had that same account for years, and I looked at me phone, because something came up on my phone, and I looked, and I went, 77 euros? What the is that like? You know what I mean? And it was a quarterly charge for using my card. I was going, what the? 77 euros, like? So... That's something that if they are going to go to all card and no cash and everything as well, they want to cop onto that mark now.
Yeah, I think the banks are going to do themselves no favours by charging ridiculous charges, and that's what's happened in the last, particularly in the last 6 months. It's the last thing we needed, by the way, was to have more charges. Yeah, sorry, James.
You know that guy that does the money advising? I think you spoke to Owen, him on RT. How to be good with money?
Yeah, is it Owen
McGee? Is it
Owen McGee? Yes. Yeah.
Well, I've often seen him advising young couples. About their budget, about, you know, the budgeting for maybe they're renting and they want to buy a house, and he's trying to get them to save money here or there. And I often seen him advise, cut those cards up. He gets them to get the cards and cut them up because they're not, you know, Why he does that, I don't know. But I've seen him advise couples, get rid of those cars, he said. You've no idea how much interest you're paying on them.
Yeah,
the interest rates are very high or something now. Are they high now?
Sorry, James, sorry, I missed a bit the last question you asked.
This guy on McGee.
Oh,
I've seen him advising couples, and I've seen him sometimes. I say, look, get rid of that card.
He's talking about credit cards, James.
Credit cards.
The problem with credit cards is they're great if you use them diligently.
Yeah.
And if you're responsible with them and you pay your bill every month on time. But if you don't, the APR on them, which is the interest rate they charge, can be unreal.
I said he was giving out to the couple because they were using it too much, he said, and he said the interest rates were very high on it.
Oh, yeah, you can pay interest rates of up to 20 and 30% on some of them, on some of the more dubious ones.
Some of them have credit levels on them, James, you see.
Yeah.
Where you can get a credit card and they say, right, there's a 10 grand limit on this card. So it's kind of, in an essence, it's free money that you're able to
It's basically
to
a bank loan at high interest.
Loan with outrageous interest on it.
Yeah. Now, there's no interest if you pay your monthly payment on time. And there's a minimum monthly payment, so there's no interest charge then. But once you go over that, you get charged ridiculous interest on them.
Oh, mental.
Yeah.
Just one other thing now.
Yeah.
Just in case there are any elderly technophobes like myself listening, as far as I know, around August, the Bank of Ireland and the Allied Irish Bank are going to hand over their banking to OnePost. So if you have a Bank of Ireland deposit account, you'll be able to go into OnePost and lodge money there and withdraw money there.
Do you know what, James? You're like a walking ad for OnePost today.
Yes, yeah,
if OnePost are listening, they should be giving you free money or you're doing some great advertising.
Who doesn't go online? And the bank want to get rid of all that now. They're interested in deposit accounts. They're interested in deposit accounts anymore.
Yeah.
And all that work of withdrawing and lodging, they're going to hand it over to OnePost. OnePost are delighted to get the business.
Aisling, can you just note down there, James mentioned OnePost at least 25 times. Send them the bill there, will you? By the way, Robbie, do you ever use a post office?
The commission.
Robbie, do you use a post
Jesus.
Office?
Very rarely. I mean, extremely rarely.
Well, that's how we all learned how to save as children, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember we used to get the little book with the stamp. Do you remember
that's
that?
Right, yeah.
Put a pound was a stamp, I think, or something like that.
That's right, yeah. And not only that, of course, as I mentioned earlier on, I hate to be like James here, helping him out here with the walking ad for OnePost, but if you are going away on holidays and you want to get currency and you're not using your card, of course, and you want cash, OnePost do great rates on currency when you're heading away on holidays. I've always used them for that.
Ring them up and see, will they send me some commission out for all this?
Yeah. And you're right. And you don't have to. What's the story with a bank, by the way? A friend of mine went into a bank recently and he had sold his car. It was an old car for 2 grand. And he went into the bank to hand over the 2,000 to put it into his account because he had got cash off the buyer, as you normally do when you sell a car. They wouldn't take the money off him. And then when they did, it was like a third degree. He had to fill out all sorts of forms. They said they were going to have to report it to the revenue commissioners. And he was going, I'm doing this, selling me Jesus' car.
That goes back to cabin oil.
Mm.
Do you remember when there was the, I can't remember the word he used, but the where...
Money laundering, was it?
Yeah, it's to do with the money laundering. Remember, I can't remember the exact term.
Yeah, I don't understand that if it was 5 or 10 grand, but not. I think it was only 1,600 quid or something for a car.
Yeah, the weird amount of money going through an accounting or something like that.
Yeah.
That's the shock I got now the other day when I was in the Bank of Ireland.
What?
When I told you I went into my old branch with no tellers there, and the guy, the security man, the door said, "Sir, we don't do cash here anymore. So there's no cash in this bank anymore. It's express banking." So I was going to say, a bank that doesn't deal in cash?
It's like a chipper that doesn't sell chips.
Yeah, you used to, because the ATM machine has begun soon enough as well.
Yeah, they probably will.
It's coming. It's going to be cashless.
All right, well, listen, lads, I have to move on as well. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. And the question I want to ask you is, do you envisage a cashless society in the future? And what do you see as the advantages and disadvantages of a cashless society? And also, by the way, I do want to read one out here this is regarding the daughter's diary, because I think it's important. A mum whose daughter was acting out has revealed she secretly read her diary. All right, and we'll talk about that later on as well. So if you have any thoughts on that as well, you can give us a call. The number is 087-188-0008. Is it okay to look at your child's diary or mobile phone? But in the meantime, keep texting. Save Our Cash is the new campaign. And it, by the way, the post office are the ones running this campaign in the UK. And not in Ireland, obviously. But do you have any issue with a cashless society? Do you have a problem with a cashless society? Most of us probably don't use cash anymore. Don't forget, by the way, if you want to send us an audio message, we will happily accept them on WhatsApp. All you do is go into your WhatsApp account, click the little microphone on the bottom and send us a message. And if you do, it'll sound a little bit like this.
I'd much prefer we all use cash. But say if we were going to a cashless society, would the banks drop all the charges you get for using your card? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But maybe they'll have to start dropping their charge as soon as people start moving away from the more traditional banks to the other ones that people tend to be using quite a lot of. I use Revolut quite a lot at the moment as well because it's handy. And I obviously get all my get paid into my Bank of Ireland account, but I transfer money into to Revolut to use it every now and again because I find it handier.
Another problem with the cashless society is, say you get a direct debit taken out as you were talking about and it's too much, or they've made a mistake and they take too much money on you. And they're not going to notice and say it to you. So it's only if you notice by looking through statements. Not everyone does that. But it's only if you notice, then you have to call them and wait probably 40 minutes on the phone talking to 10 different computers instead of just going in and talking to a clerk. It's it's a load of crap, to be honest.
It's a load of crap.
No, cash itself will never go. Will never go because the guy doing the mixer in the house, you say to him, do you take Revolut or do you take... you know, card is, I know he's going to tell you. I do know he's going to tell you. So I don't think cash is really going to go at all. And just another thing as well, as I say, you know, I drive a taxi. You know, I just don't think technology is there yet completely because when someone pays me by card, I don't get it till the next day in the afternoon. What's that all about? Why don't I get it just now? Why doesn't it go straight into my account now? Cheers, pal.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that. I mean, and if it's, say, Bank of Ireland to Bank of Ireland, it tends to go through kind of pretty much straight away or within kind of 20 minutes or so. But you're right, if it's two different banks, it can take days. That's ridiculous, isn't it, in this day and age? Whereas when you're using, and I hate to keep mentioning, see, James was mentioning on Plus earlier on, I use Revolut. No matter who you're sending it to, as long as they have a Revolut, it's instant. It's straight from one to the other. I can't understand why all the banks just can't agree with each other and do that, have the same type of system. So we can all just exchange money back and forward if we want to each other, no problem, without using cash, if that's what we want to do. Let me go to Philomena. Philomena in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Philomena?
How are you, Niall? How are you getting on?
Good, Philomena. Having a good day?
I'm having a great day at work. Brilliant
day. At work? What's, by the way, can I, don't tell me where you work. What do you work at? What do you do?
I'm in the caring profession.
Oh, right. Very good. Very good. Good industry to be in. Now, getting back to cash, well, you wouldn't be seeing much cash in the caring industry, that's for sure. But, I mean, would you like to see a cashless society?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Okay.
Not because of cotton or whatever. Some people stashed the cash under the mattress for years ago, this and that. For the very fact is, as the person there said a while ago, the banks and their charges and all of that. Plus, they're saying about cards. All we're short now is the star of the of Hitler on our coats at the moment. That's the way I feel.
Oh, well, a lot of people I know are not happy with that. I think it's a very unfair comparison, mind you. Can I point out?
It is. Yeah. And the point about it all is as well. We're being kind of we're like nodding donkeys, and you know we're all walking around saying yes, we'll do this. We're you know to refrain and we're doing all of that, and we're like nodding donkeys. Now we have this thing.
So you mean you think it's too much of a compliance society?
Compliance, that's the word, I couldn't think of it.
Aye, okay,
we're
no,
complying to too much and we're becoming like, we'll be communism before we're finished.
Yeah, it's like George Orwell's 1984, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah. Would you like that?
And but isn't that the vision of the future? I mean, are we, now, leaving COVID aside for the moment, right, because I'm not talking about COVID, but generally when we bring in rules and regulations or things change, for example, we went from using, you know, typewriters to computers a long time ago. We went from using landlines to mobile phones and smartphones and internet and all and buying online. You know, society progresses. We change.
Change is great and change is a great thing and I'm all for change. But I'm also for the people themselves as in, if we don't start kind of standing up and saying, here, we don't want this, we don't want that, who's this non-cash society going to benefit?
Well, and, okay, let me answer that question. If you go back 80 years, right, there was very few people used banks. You know, only people, a very few quid had a bank account, right? Mm-hmm. And everything was cash. The government wouldn't have had as much money because most people weren't paying tax on it. They're putting it into their pocket and just spending it. Now, don't get me wrong, it goes back into the economy because it goes into retail when you spend it again anyway, right? But in saying that, the government didn't have a handle on it. There wouldn't be much taxes coming in and our country wasn't as good as it is today. But when you have a situation, and I'm not defending the revenue commissioners here by any stretch of the imagination, because they can be quite ruthless. But when, at least when everybody or most people are paying tax, we have more money in the government to spend on more services and education and health and everything else that goes along with it, because it costs money to run a country. But I'm not defending the government. I'm just saying it does cost money to run a country. And for that reason, you know, it suits the government to have a cashless society.
It'll suit the government, and it'll suit the tax man as well. Because then, if any, we said we know there's people out there get commers and get a few bob extra because of the way evolution and the whole lot is changing and the economy is changing.
Yeah, I have no issue with that, by the way. I have no issue with a lad that's cutting your back garden hedges or something, getting 20 quid for himself. I know the revenue are supposed to know about it, et cetera, but I don't have an issue with that. I don't think anybody does.
I don't agree with it because, you know, one thing, we've given enough and we're given more. It seems the little we give, the more they want. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we're there in society, and what we're doing now is, we're saying, yes, we'll bend over. Yes, we'll do this. Yes, we'll do that. But, like, where is the stoppage in all of this? And I know life is going to change. Evolution is changing. And we're going into a new world.
I know how you feel. I've often felt that feeling, Philomena, where you just want to walk out in the road and just go, stop!
Yeah.
I just shout stop because I just feel it's going too far. But stay there for a second. Let me go to Patrick as well. Patrick at Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Patrick?
Hey, not how things.
Good. Patrick, I mean, a cashless society, do you believe we're heading in that direction, and is that a bad thing or a good thing?
For small businesses, if I'm going to be brutally honest, and I probably shouldn't say it on the radio, but for small business, it'd be an absolute disaster. You'll be able to hide nothing.
So for revenue purposes, obviously.
Like every small business in some way will try and cut their VAT bill down. It'd be impossible to do it on a cashless society. To me as well, you know, all the big businesses out there, they can hide their money. They have all the tax laws written in their favour.
They have accountants who are paid very large sums of money to do that for them,
And the politicians in their pocket, we don't, you know. So, like, I have a small business, and you do what you can to cut things down a little bit, because it is obviously... Like, I know people that have coffee shops, they pay full corporation tax. Starbucks in Ireland pay like 0.02% or something tax, whereas the little coffee shop there in Dublin, they pays a bleeding, you know, pays full whack, and they don't have the big accounts. You don't have politicians writing laws on their behalf and everything else. So it'd be a disaster for us because everyone does.
So you think a lot of small businesses rely on the kind of what they call the black economy, the cash.
Yeah. Like card payments go into your account the next day. You get it the next day, but there's no hiding anything from the card.
No.
And that's just me being
If you get your tax audit, you'll be doomed.
And even the small things, you pay a bit of cash in hand to a young person, their parents probably want them paying cash because they're rent will go up
I know the revenue commissioners do allow a certain amount to be paid in cash. For example, you can have casual workers and you're allowed to pay a certain amount per year for casual work without declaring it for tax, etc, etc. So they do have small allowances that you can make, provided you have a good accountant that can work all that out for you. But as you rightly said, there are small businesses, I'm well aware of it, who get a bit of cash in, maybe 5% or 10% of their business in cash, and that's snuck off to the side. And you know, and they consider that, and without that, some of them wouldn't survive. You're probably
Honestly, you pay for, like, my corporation tax is the full bill. My VAT, it's constant. It's demoralising. You get this big VAT bill every 3 months, and then what you ever have at the end of the year left, they say, "Well, we want, you know, X
every
amount
4 months,
back
4 months." That's right.
I'm actually up in the north here, so it's every 3 months here, and then there's a corporation tax at 20-odd%, and it's not 12.5 up here, you know.
Okay.
So it's a full whack, you know. I think you're right about you are allowed a certain amount of cash payments, because I do put that down in the accountant, then does whatever. So I assume we were allowed a little bit, but if they're parents are in a council house and they're down as working, their rent goes up because their kid is down as working. There's little things like that where someone...
Everything is a knock-on effect,
I want to be paid in cash because...
And by the way, where in the north are you?
County Tyrone. I've talked to you a few times about addiction and all that.
In the north of Ireland, is there more... I think, because I'm up and down all the time, as you well know yourself, if you listen to the show, I go up and down all the time to Belfast.
I do.
And if you're in the north, I've noticed more people use cash than down here.
I think so, definitely. I think it is, In Dublin, there's a lot more people, a lot less people up here. I wouldn't notice when I was home there the weekend, actually get me vaccine. But a lot more people wearing masks down south as well, I think. I think up in the country here, people have gone past caring anymore, you know. Mm. When I go into the local shop, most people don't have them on. In Dublin, I didn't notice a lot more people.
Yeah, I said it to Ashton the other day, I noticed about 75% of people still wearing masks in the north.
Yeah.
In shops.
Not up here. I'm actually looking at people walking around my local shop here and he didn't have a mask on. It's just the way it is. I think people up here are a bit more
relaxed about things.
Use cash here far more. And down south it's tap. But it's a disaster for the bill. I still use cash when I'm relatively young, you know.
And are you using card much, Patrick?
Not much, no. I don't know. I prefer cash.
Well, everybody who's in business, let's be clear about it. Anybody in business would prefer cash. Of course they would.
100%.
Because it wasn't that old cliche, cash is king. Isn't that what they used to say?
Cash is king, yeah.
And but hang on, with the greatest respect, Patrick, right? Firstly, get a point out, it's illegal, right? But with the greatest respect, you can't have a society where everybody gets to do that, because then there'll be no money going into government and there'll be no services.
Oh, no, 100%. I think that maybe the way it is now isn't too bad. I just don't want more and more people using card, because it cuts down margins for small businesses. I think it'd be a disaster as well if everything is online with gambling now. Anyway, betting shops would be gone in 10 years. People, it's so easy to do it. I end up deleting my apps on my phone as well. I read that the Bet365 CEO made $430 million in 1 year. I went straight onto my phone and deleted their app on my phone, you know.
Did you see the house she's living in? It's a woman, actually, by the way.
Oh, but it's mental.
I know. Look, I don't begrudge the woman the money. She's one of the richest people in the UK now. I can't remember her name, but I watched her house. Her house is built over a lake, and I mean literally over a lake. It's in the middle of the lake in the air. It's a beautiful house, but she has made a substantial amount of money off online gambling. And so many people, by the way, have lost a substantial amount of money to online gambling. Listen, Patrick, I have to go to a break. Listen, thank you very much today. Patrick says, absolutely not. It would be a disaster for small business because, as he rightly points out, although it's not right, and I do have to point out, of course, it's illegal, small businesses love cash because they can siphon it off to the side and they don't have to declare it to the man in the revenue commissioners, or indeed the woman in the revenue commissioners, at the end of the year. So it's a little bit extra for them. And some small businesses rely on that. They won't survive without it if they have to declare everything. And he has a point. That is the case. It's all right for the bigger businesses who can afford the big accountants, the clever accountants who can hide the money on them. I'm not saying, by the way, evade, but avoid the tax. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you envisage a cashless society, and do you think that's a good or a bad thing? We're edging closer, says Richie, to the Chinese social credit system. You're right, Niall. Societies change, but they don't always change for the better. History teaches us that tyrannies are often voted in, but they're never voted out. And he also mentions as well that if you don't get your vaccine, the banks won't let you use your account. And you could laugh at that and say, ah, oh, that'll never happen. But only today, Robin Swan in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, by the way, have decided to give every citizen a €100 shopping voucher to boost the economy. This is going to be happening in the next month or two. So every citizen over the age of 18 will receive a card, like a prepaid credit card, that you can spend in the shop. But it has to be done in the what they call the bricks and mortar business. Bricks and mortar is literally a retail. In other words, it can't be used online to get the local economy boosted. But they've decided today, and he said he's in favour of, not allowing people to spend it unless they're vaccinated. A lot of people are not very happy about that. We'll get around to maybe talking about it again. Billy, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. Billy, getting back to a cashless society, do you think it's a good idea?
It's a great idea. I look at my wallet now, like yourself, I have a very little amount of money. It's tenner in my case, though.
Now, you've more than me. You've twice as much as I have, so.
It's been there about a week because I paid on Revolut for something and someone gave me the cash in hand. I was like, okay, I'll take that. But it's already here. Everyone's using it. Even my dad is using cashless. Like it's just something that's
happened. And by the way, I find it very convenient for sending money back and forward to friends or whatever it is. Or that's great, okay? And like you, and at least you can monitor what you're spending, etc. But what about what Patrick said before the break? For small businesses, although illegal, they rely on the bit of cash off to the side they don't have to declare. And that part of the black economy is very important to the economy.
I can't comment on that. I don't have an in-depth knowledge of the black economy. But what I will say is I've noticed every small cafe and restaurant and even the stalls in markets that pop up around the place, they all have contactless readers now, because every time someone walks up to them, they always ask the one question, do you take card?
Yeah, because they know they're going to lose out in business if they don't.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's the way the economy's going. And just in the last 2 weeks, the European Central Bank has said that they're looking into, in the next 5 years, making the euro a digital-only currency. And that's following up on the US Fed and the Chinese Central Bank as well.
See, there's one part to me, because I don't mind, because look, every bean that I get, that I earn, goes into my bank account, and you know, I use my phone and I use my cards all the time, and I'm up and down to the north, and it makes it so much easier for currency exchange, etc. So I'm completely on your side, Billy, it doesn't care, it doesn't bother me, because it doesn't affect my life, right? But I do understand what people are talking about. the guy that comes to cut your grass. Okay, you might be able to, in the future, Revolut him the money or whatever it is you want to send it to him. But he might not want to declare that because it might not be worth his while to get 15 quid for cutting your grass. And you have to declare that to the Revenue Commissions as a self-employed person. You know, and that all gets very complicated.
But it's a case now that down the line, if everyone's doing it, if he has to take it, the option won't be there. It'll have to be declared.
Well, stay there for a second because Carl, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Carl? Oh, sorry, Carl. Go ahead.
Hello, Niall.
How you doing, Carl?
Yeah, good to talk to you again. I'm way behind, and the knowledge that these fellas have is beyond me. I'm a dinosaur. I just use cash all the time.
Okay.
And I dread to think what is going to happen. I mean, everything like computers and all the things that you were talking about there, I hadn't a clue.
Well, so you would never transfer money to your card, you know, to people?
No. I mean, it was a real education, this thing. When I rang earlier on, really, it was just about, as you say, cash is king. And I was just cycling down Bikett Street one day in that very warm weather. And you know the way they have the bars outside? And your man couldn't believe it when I came. He goes, oh, Jesus, Johnny, cash is
king. He couldn't actually believe you were giving them cash.
Yeah, I just sat down and I just said, could I have a pint of Smithwick Street? Kind of like, you know, and it was a bit like, but there was plenty of room, but it was a bit like close to lunch, and he was kind of handing me a menu, and I said, "Well, I said, I just want a pint," and he says, "Yeah, oh, yeah, that's no problem. I get your pint." So he kind of came out, and I handed him a tenner.
I assume you do have a bank account, Carl.
Oh yeah, no, I have a bank account, but yeah. I mean, I'd be lost without. I don't know how many times I've actually gone from bank to bank to bank where I can actually with the staff. You know the way they close them down. I'm in the Ulster Bank. When they close down the staff in one place, so I go to another. You know where there's some staff.
And so what? So what do you do? I mean, I is it earnings or pension or what are you on?
I just don't have the intelligence to flip it.
Okay, but I mean your money gets paid into the bank, yes?
No. I get my wages just in the old fashioned way.
In an envelope?
Correct.
In cash?
Yeah.
Jesus, there's very few places doing that nowadays.
No, it's perfectly. I'm totally legit, and I have all my taxes.
Billy, do you even know what that looks like to get money in an envelope with a payslip, Billy?
I remember getting that back in the day. I remember getting it as a check and having to go down and lodge the payslip into the bank or into the credit union. Yeah, I do remember it, but I didn't think anywhere was.
I didn't know anybody was doing that anymore. You know, money in an envelope with your payslip in beside it.
Niall, I know I've given you a bit of a laugh. I could give you even more laughs because, you know, your man, Niall, was on about the post office.
Yes, James.
James, very nice man. He rings you regularly. Yeah. Well, I had when I'm of a pension age, I got a lump sum out of my pension, and somebody said, if you put it into, you know, their post office savings.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and you go into the draw every month, isn't that right? You know the one I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well.
The bonds, yeah.
The bonds, yeah. Because it's if you put that in, it's completely safe now. It's not like going into say into a pension thing where it might go up or down.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
So I rang them up because my dad was in it, not for any big amounts, but you know, he got a great kick every time there was a draw. If he won a few quid, it would be sent out to him. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You get the check. So they didn't do it anymore, as you know. So I rang them up and I said, if I win something, he says, oh, it just goes into your bank account. Oh, no. I says, can you not send me the check? I says, so I'll have a few quid. Like, you might get the 20 euro or 50 euro or whatever. and she kind of goes, well, we don't really. Well, I said, I don't know. He says, my dad was in it and he used to get
it. Yeah.
A great kick of the 20 coming every day. That'll keep me going for the weekend.
So what are you going to do, Carl? Billy says, you know, that, you know, we're pointing towards a cashless society in the next, you know, at least 5 to 10 years. I mean, what are you going to do then? How are you going to get your pint of Smithwicks?
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, Niall. I always listen to your people who ring you, and there was a fellow rang you a long time ago and he said, Niall, I'm going to go onto a big mountain on my own. And live there till I die.
Yeah, probably better off.
Society has just left me miles behind.
Well, look, we've got two completely different generations. We've got Billy and Carl, and with two completely polar opposite views. And I understand why. It's not that, obviously, you disagree with each other. It's just that you were raised differently, and obviously it was just habits that you got into.
Niall, I do feel sorry for the likes of Carl, though, because like the banks aren't making an allowance for people who just don't have the technical acumen to use the apps or transfer money in that way.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost some business down the line.
Well, absolutely, because he enjoys spending his money. Yeah,
there probably would be one bank that'll corner that specific market and get people in.
Finally, go on, Carl.
I just want to ask you a quick question. Well, if you go for a drink, Niall, and I pay by my credit card, right?
No, debit card. No, credit cards cost money, but go on.
Okay, debit card. And nowadays, the girls, the young people are working in the pubs and they're working very hard with the outdoor. If you want to leave them a decent tip every time they give you a drink, you know, how do you do it on a debit card?
A lot of the machines, particularly in restaurants and bars, when they bring the machine over to you at your table to pay, it'll let you put a tip in.
Oh, I see.
So you can put a pound in for a tip or something.
Because I feel so sorry for them running around indoors, outdoors with masks.
Billy, he makes a good point there, and I'm running way out of time now, but he's made a really good point that nobody else has raised in the show. What about tips?
I've been leaving tips with card for years now.
But the problem is the person who gives you the service of the food doesn't always get that tip. It goes into the business, and they have to pay the staff. So I don't trust that. I would much prefer to, like Carl, you know, if I had a fiver or 3 quid, to throw that on the counter or on the table or give it to the girl or the guy.
Talking to people who have, like, worked in restaurants before, and I thought the tips in a lot of places went into a pool and it was spread out the lead between the people at the end of the shift.
Well, maybe so, but I would hate to be relying on the boss to give it to them. Billy and Carl, I'm sorry, I've run out of time.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.